Gemara. So returning to the beginning of the daf as it relates to Raid, and that is the daf began with an epic machloikis. It was a machloikis between two Talmidim of Rava, Rav Papi Mishmei de Rava and Rav Papa Mishmei de Rava, arguing what Rava's position was. It was also machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. What was the machloikis? What has more Kedusha? A Beis HaKnesses or a Beis HaMedrash? And the Gemara said that the source to the machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi was a pasuk in Malachim. The pasuk says, "Vayisroy fes Beis Hashem, fes Beis HaMelech, fes kol bat Yerushalayim, fes kol Beis Gadol Sarah Feish." It was read in Arash in addition to all the churban that he caused, but he also burnt kol Beis Gadol. And Shaul, what was that Beis Gadol? It was Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. And Lamaskana, the Gemara said, Rabbi Yochanan held that the Beis Gadol was the Beis Tefillah. Rabbi Shua ben Levi held that it's the Beis Gadol that the Pasuk is referring to was referring to the Beis Medrash. Rabbi Shua ben Levi held it was the Beis Medrash. Where do you find Gadol in the context of the Beis Medrash? Hashem Chavetz Laman Sidko Yagdol Toir V'yada. Rabbi Yochanan held it's a Beis Tefillah. Where do you find Tefillah in the context of Gadol? So the Gemara quoted a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'amelech medaber al Gehazi. The king was talking to Gehazi. He was the Nar, Israeli, Kim, Lamar, Saper, Noli, is called Gdolis Hashas Elijah. Will you tell me about the Gdolis, the Moifsim, that Elisha performed? Elisha performed a lot of moifsim in Malachim Beis. So he said, will you tell me a little bit about those moifsim? Right, that was the question. That's what he wanted to know. And says the Gemara, all these moifsim that Elisha performed, how did he perform them? He performed them with tefillah. So you see that gedolos is a word that's used in the context of tefillah, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan knows that when it says kol beis gadol, what does it mean, kol beis gadol? Kol beis gadol is referring to tefillah. That's what the Gemara said. The Chasam Sofer, in two tshuvas, it's an Aruch Chaim Simen Kuf Tzadik Zayin, and it's an Aruch Chaim Simen Kuf Tzadik Ches, asks a kasha. And the truth is, the tshuva in Kuf Tzadik Zayin is a tshuva that we've spoken about many times. And it's the tshuva that the Chasam Sofer wrote to the Heilige Yismach Moshe, Rav Moshe Teitelbaum. And in that tshuva, the Chasam Sofer discusses some fascinating things. Amongst them, he discusses Nusach HaTfilah, Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Sfar, Nusach Ari. He discusses the Zohar. That's what the Chasam Sofer says, that he never heard his Rebbe Dafla and his Rebbe Rav Nosson Adler quote the Zohar in any of their drashas. And another thing that he talks about in that tshuva is he discusses Shemois. So he had a whole conversation with the Heilige Yismach Moshe about Shemois. So in that tshuva, we talked to him about Shemois, he asked the Yismach Moshe kasha. He told him, Tzorchani lasos li rav b'shnei kushes. Ichtaf ha-rebbe, there's two kashas that are bothering me very, very badly. And one of the two kashas was a kasha on our Gemara right here, in Megillah Daf Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. He says that the Gemara says that Elisha performed all his miracles with tefillah. That's how he performed his miracles. And not just that, the Gemara learns a halachic gedayla from this. Rabbi Yochanan said that what does kol beis gadol mean? It means beis tefillah. Because a beis tefillah is a mokoim of gedula, because you find the word gedula by Elisha describing his moivsim. And how did Elisha perform his moivsim? He performed his moivsim with tefillah. And there's an afkimina lalacha. Rabbi Yochanan holds that you're allowed to sell a beis medrash to buy a beis haknesses based on the fact that a beis gadol is not a beis hamedrash, but rather it's a beis haknesses. So the Chasam Sofer says, I don't understand how Rabbi Yochanan knew that Elisha, the great Navi, performed his miracles with tefillah. Maybe he performed it with Sheamus. Maybe he did it some other way. How does he know that? And that's what the Chasam Sofer writes in his tshuva. He says, you're going to tell me Sheamus? He says, I saw with my own eyes. This is what he writes. He said, I saw with my own eyes my Rebbe Rav Nosson Adler perform miracles using Sheamus. Losh. I know it's true. My own eyes, he said. I know it's doable. So if it's doable, right? What's the context over here? Might as well mention it quickly again. The context over here is the Gemara Masechtas Bava Basra Daf Yud Gimel, where the Gemara says that they told the Chachamim that Rav Hamnuna wrote 400 Sifrei Torah during his lifetime. So they said, he wrote 400 Sifrei Torah, it's not possible. He said, maybe what he wrote was Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. My Rosh HaKilas Yaakov, maybe he wrote that 400 times. Rabbeinu Tam says, what do you mean? It says he wrote 400 Sifrei Torah. What does it have to do with Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe? So Rabbeinu Tam says, because the Mishnah says, in Sukkot Af Membeza Madal, if Katan Ayodeh Ladav, when a Katan learns to speak, of Malamdoi Torah. My Malamdoi, Torah tziv alanu Moshe. So Rabbeinu Tam said that you see, Torah tziv alanu Moshe, his Torah. Right? Ove melamdei Torah. My Torah? Torah tziv alanu Moshe. So that's already a precedent for this idea that the word Torah can maybe mean Torah tziv alanu Moshe. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. But the Chasam Sofer says, Lulei de Mistafina. This is what he says. Lulei de Mistafina. If I wasn't afraid, I would say maybe a different pshat. He says, the emes is the Gemara bothers me very much. The Chachamim was so bewildered. How did Rav Hamnuna write 400 Sifrei Torah during his lifetime? He says, Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu on the last day of his life wrote 12 Sifrei Torah. So he says, if Moshe Rabbeinu could write 12 Sifrei Torah during the last day of his life in one day, so you're going to tell me Rav Hamnuna wasn't able to write 400 Sifrei Torah in his lifetime? L'chura, he should have been able to. Why is he so different than Moshe Rabbeinu? So said the Chasam Sofer, I know what you're going to tell me. What you're going to tell me is that the Rosh says in the end of Arvei Pesachim, that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he wrote the Sifrei Torah, he didn't really write it. He did it by Hashbaas Kulmas. He did it using Shemus HaKadoshim. Right, that was the way he did it. He did it by Hashbaas Kulmas. How does the Rosh know that? Because the Rosh makes a cheshbon that Moshe Rabbeinu's Petira was on Shabbos. So if his Petira was on Shabbos, how did he write 12 Sifrei Torah? So it must be he didn't do it by Derech HaTeva. He did it by Hashbaas Kulmas. We once spoke at a raid bite from Rav Usha Weiss. The Rav Usha Weiss has a whole Shtichel Torah that you see from here that even though, of course, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, but if you want to do it by Derech Skuli, if someone's Mechal Shabbos, but he does the melacha shalayka derech hatev, it's okay because Moshe Rabbeinu wrote by Hashbaas Kulmas. How did the Rosh answer the kasha? At the end of the day, you're not allowed to write. Oh, must be if you do it shalayka derech hatev. So in that instance, it's going to be okay. So you'll tell me Moshe Rabbeinu did it by Hashbaas Kulmas. So said the Chasam Sofer, what, Rav Hamnuna couldn't do it by Hashbaas Kulmas? I don't know, mechteisa. Why were they so taken aback by what they heard? Maybe he also did it by Hashbaas Kulmas. Says the Chasam Sofer, lule de mistafina. Here's the lule de mistafina part. He said, if I wasn't so afraid, I would say maybe that's really what happened. I think that's what happened. He says, because the Gemara says, what did he write? They said, maybe he wrote Torah Tziv Alonu Moshe and Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam. Mamish Gadol HaRishayim struggled. He didn't understand what it means. What is Torah Tziv? He said, maybe it means the Gemara in Sukkah, Katan Ayedei Ladaber, Avim Alam, the Torah, my Torah, Torah Tziv Alonu Moshe. He says, but you know, I think it's going on over here. It says, when the Pasuk, when the Rosh said that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Sifrei Torah Bashbaz Kulmas, which shame did he use? So the Chasam Sofer says, I'm going to tell you which shame it was. He used the shame of Keses, Kuf Samach Saf. Kuf Samach Saf. It means a quill, right? Old school. A pen. The Pasuk says that there was a malach that was Levush Habadim asher Keses HaSoifer B'masnav. That's what it is. He used the shame of Keses, says the Chasam Sofer. It's Pashit. He says, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe is Rosh HaTevis Tav Tzadik Lamed Mem. The gematria of Tav Tzadik Lamed Mem is like Pachas V'la Yoyser Kuf Samach Sof. It's exactly Kuf Samach Sof, 560. Said the Chasam Sofer, that's what the Gemara said. They said Rav Hamnuna wrote 400 Sifrei Torah. He said, can't be. He said, he did. He said, maybe it was Torah Tziv Alanu Moshe. You know what he meant? Not that he wrote Torah Tziv Alanu Moshe 400 times, but what he meant is he did it by Hashbaas Kulmas. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Yud Beis Sifrei Torah the last day of his life by Hashbaas Kulmas. That's exactly that was going on over here. So maybe what he did was he did it by Hashbaas Kulmas. What does that have to do with Torah Tziv Alanu Moshe? It's hidden. It's Merumis, Primius HaTorah. Because the Rosh HaTevis of Torah Tziv Alanu Moshe is the exact gematria of Kuf Samach Ses, of Sof, which is Keses HaSoifer. That's the Shem of Hashbaas Kulmas. And that's exactly what's going on. And then the Chasam Sofer says very mysteriously, Ve'ein laharich b'zeh. We already spoke too much. Ve'ein laharich b'zeh. I can't tell you anymore. But in this tshuva that the Chasam Sofer wrote to the Heilige Yismach Moshe, he told him, I saw with my own eyes, by Rav Nosson Adler, he also knew this. I saw him do it, he says. Echabes gizein. He had the koyach to be mashpia, shemus, and do all these things, and he was able to write these things. But he says, so Rebbe Leibin, so I need help over here. So how did Chazal know that Elisha did it with tefillah? And Rabbi Yochanan learned the halacha from it, that what's a bias God, what's a bias tefillah? Mechatesa. Maybe what he did was, he did mafsim. He did a bashpas kumis. It's very reasonable. Maybe that's what's going on over here. That was his kasha. He says a shtickle of teretz at the end of the tshuva. But in the next tshuva, and this tshuva wasn't to the Yismach Moshe, but this is the next tshuva that's printed in Shailos HaTshuva Zayir Chaim. That's just the way it was organized. Me'inyan le'inyan. But I'm saying the very next tshuva to a different gadol, the Chasam Sofer asked the same kasha. And in this tshuva, the Chasam Sofer said a teretz. He said a teretz nifla, based on a Gemara. He said that the Tosfos rid, in Mesachtes Kedushin, in Perek Asara Yuchsin. So this is a Mesachtes Kedushin, Daf Ayin Aleph, Omid Aleph. So he brings a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is in the third parak of Mesachtes Yuma. The Yerushalmi says that somebody went over to Rav Pinchas ben Chama, and he told him, one of the great Amiram, and he said, Ton Nimso Lech Hashem. He said, I want to give you one of the Shemus. It's like this, you'll be able to make Moifsim. Amalei, so he told him, Eni Yachal, I can't take the Shemus. So why not? He said, Da'ano Ochel Meiser. Because I'm a Levi, I take maisris. And because I take maisris, I can't do it. V'amar Rav, and Rav said, man derogel b'shem, any person that takes shemois, lo yachol mechol mi bar nash klon. A person that takes shame, that takes things from other people, is not allowed to use the shemois. A person that is nene from other people, the Tosis Brit brings from the Yerushalmi, is not allowed to use the shemois. So if a person wants to use shemois, assuming he knows how, there's a very, very clear stipulation, and that is, you're not allowed to have hanah from anybody else. So the Chasam Sofer said, and this is classic, the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Yud Amid Beis, Amar Abaya, Ve'itema Rav Yitzchak. Abaya said, some say it was Rav Yitzchak that said, Aroitza lehanah is, if somebody wants to have hanah from somebody else, Yahana, have hanah. Ke Elisha, there's precedence for it. Elisha had hanah from other people. Who did Elisha have hanah from? From the Isha Shunamis. That's the whole story with the Isha Shunamis. There was a woman, she was the Isha Shunamis, and there was a holy person, she didn't really know who he was, Elisha, that would always come through the city. And whenever he came through the city, she had a room in the attic, and she set a very nice setup for him, and he would always stay there. He felt like Karas HaTayv, and he found out that she had no children, and he blessed her with children, and the child died. Right, the Roshi, the Gemara, and then Elisha ends up performing Tchias Amazing. But it all begins with Elisha being a regular visitor of this Mishpacha. He used to lodge by the Isha Shunamis. Hazokhti Gemara, if someone wants to have an offer from somebody else, Yehana, do it. And there's a present, Ke Elisha, do it like Elisha. Vishayna writes Elahana. Let's say someone says, I don't want to have an offer. Al Yehana, don't do it. It's fine, there's a precedent for that too. Ki Shmuel HaRamasi, Shmuel HaRamasi, because the Pasuk says, Uchuvasai HaRamasa, Kisham Beisai, Vam Rabbi Yechon says, Shukamak Shalak 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 Shalak. Wherever he went, he had his whole house with him. Shmuel HaRamasi didn't want to have an offer from anybody. So the Gemara says, there were two midos by the Gedolim. He had Elisha and he had Shmuel. Elisha had hana, Shmuel HaRamasi had no hana. So Zokti Gemara, you can pick and choose. HaRoitza LaHanois, Yahana KeElisha, V'Shaloi LaHanois, Al Yahana KeShmuel HaRamasi. Parenthetically, I saw in the Emes LiYakov from Yaakov Kamenetsky on this Gemara, Brachas Daf Yud Amid Beis, he says, what's pshat? Why did Elisha do it one way and Shmuel HaRamasi do it another way? He says, maybe the pshat is because Shmuel HaRamasi was a shofet. He was a manig, he was a poisig. And maybe he felt that if he would take things from other people, it would compromise his ability to go ahead and paskin. He quotes the Rima Gash. The Rima Gash was the Rambam's Rebbe. The Rima Gash was the Rambam's Rebbe. And he quotes the Rima Gash. That the Rima Gash says that why is a Karev not allowed to be a Dayan? Why can't a Karev paskin Shailas? He says, because imagine a Karev is a Dayan. And he's going to be Erlich. Not he's going to lie. He's going to be Erlich. Just the opposite. Counterintuitive. He's going to come with the right psak and he's going to say, you're guilty. He says, how does a person look his brother in the eye, his father, his mother, his sister, his mishpacha, his cousin, and tell him you're guilty? How are you talking? How can you do something like that? It doesn't pass. So the Rimei Gash says, that's why a Karev is not allowed to pass in Chaylus. So Yaakov Kamenetsky said, a shoyfei, mamon of shoch. If it's going to mess with your head, then you can't do it. And even if not, how does it look here? This person's been so good to you. He's been so nice to you. He's been supporting your causes. And now all of a sudden you're ruling against him. That's the Rima Gash, that a car of his puzzle. So he said, Shmuel HaRamasi was a shofet. He didn't take. Elisha wasn't a shofet. Elisha was a Heilige Yid. But Elisha was a tzaddik. He was a Navi. People came to him for brachas and tefillas. But he wasn't a shofet. He didn't have an official capacity. And as a result, he wasn't bound by this restriction. That's why he was like, a bezocht chsam sofer. That the Tosis Rid brings from the Yerushalmi, that any person that has anah from other people is not allowed to use shemos. The Gemara uses Elisha as the example of someone that had anah. Haroitza lehanois yahana kelisha. Elisha couldn't use the shemos. That's how Rabbi Yochanan knew. Zochtech sam soifer, Megill, daf chavzayin amad aleph. That what's Elisha doing? It must be that Elisha is doing it al yidei tefila. That's how he knew it must have been al yidei tefila. I'll tell you, the chsam soifer somewhere else says a very, very similar word. The Gemara says in Masechtas Chulin, but Pinchas ben Yair came to Rabbi. Now the context over there is all the miracles and all the moifsim of Pinchas ben Yair. Right, Pinchas ben Yair, he performed incredible miracles. So Pinchas ben Yair, he comes and he appears in front of Rebbe. So the Gemara says, Shama Rebbe. Rebbe was so excited. Nafach la'ape. He ran out to greet him. Omale. So the first thing he told Rav Pinchas ben Yair, Rebbe meets Rav Pinchas ben Yair. By the way, the Gemara says, Rav Pinchas ben Yair, as he was on his way to meet Rebbe, all he did was split the sea. Right? That's the Gemara. Right? He decreased Yamsov, the famous Arachayim. But that's all he did. Right? So now he shows up and Rebbe meets him. And what's the first thing Rebbe tells him? Ritzoncho. Visoid Etzli? You want to come eat? You want to come for a Zuda? Amalei told him, hey, yeah.
Otsavu panav shel Rebbe. And Rebbe heard that, he was so excited. So Freitag sounds the first thing Rebbe told Pinchas Beyer, Abrocha, Epsavart, Epsalachayim, I don't know. That's the first thing he said, you want to come eat by me? Why was that the first thing he told him? He said, because Rebbe heard about the Moifsim of Pinchas Beyer. He was very well aware of it. And he wanted to know what his koyach was. And he thought it, maybe it was Seamus. And maybe Rebbe wasn't so happy. So Rebbe says, tell me, you want to eat by me? And that was going to be the barometer. That's how he was going to know. If he says, yeah, that means he has enough from other people. Must be like Elisha. It must be Saliday Tefillah. If he says, no, then already we're going to stop being suspicious. So the first thing Rebbe did, Nafak la'ape, omale, ritzoim chalissa, dal etzli. Every word in Gemara, we go through these Agada Gemara, like the Gemara is telling us stories. The Gemara is not telling us stories. There's layers and layers of Pnimiyus Hatayr in every single word. There's mamash, a whole thief guide over here. Stop, you want to come eat by me? He's being upset, balabat to shayid. No, it's not what he's doing. He's kriching into the whole thief guide of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair. He sent Ritzayim Chalisla at Etzli. I'm like, hey, and he said, Tzav Upanav Shal Rebbe. Rebbe was so happy. Rebbe served nice sudas, right? We know that. The Gemara says Rebbe and Antoninus, there was always good food. But Rebbe was so happy when he heard that. He says, ah, Givaldik, now I know. It's the Seamus. It's Koyach HaTfilah. But this is the Chsam Sofer. How do we know that Elisha, Elisha's Koyach was Tfilah? Maybe it was Seamus. The Chsam Sofer says, I saw my own Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler, my own eyes, I saw him perform miracles with Seamus. You know what the Teretz is? It's the Tosfos Rid. Because someone that has Hanah from other people is not allowed to use Seamus. And Elisha had Hanah from the Isha Ashunamis. So much so that Elisha goes down as the mashal for history. That Haroitza Lahanis Yahana Ke Elisha. If Elisha had Hanah, Bal Korchach, the Koich of Elisha wasn't Seamus. So if it wasn't Seamus, what was it? Oh, must be, said the Heilige Chassam Sofer, must be the koyach of Elisha was through the koyach of tefillah.